Well, in the continued spirit of cooperation in this year's Florida legislature, the House has now overwhelmingly approved their $74.4 billion budget for the coming fiscal year. This following the unanimous approval of the Senate budget just a few days prior. Both House and Senate members are boasting their united front on not just the budget, but several issues that were originally thought to be contentious. Senator Wilton Simpson says one of those was the Everglades bill.
The Everglades long-term plan was one of the big bills. It was Senate Bill 768. In the Everglades bill, of course, we had to bring the ag industry together along with the environmental community. And it took nearly 6 months, but we finally reached agreement that agriculture was very pleased with. Agriculture is paying its fair share of the TAB, which is constitutionally mandated through their BMP program and through the tax, the special privilege tax on farmers in that area. So agriculture was treated very fairly in that bill, and so was the environment, and I'm looking forward to the Everglades being completely restored, hopefully over the next 13 years. Total being spent on that is $880 million, and we've got a very good plan, and Governor Scott did a great job negotiating with the EPA to allow Florida to handle that.
Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com for continued coverage of Florida's 2013 legislative session, as there are only 3 weeks left in the session. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.